There's one ha'ara that I saw before we go weiter. The Chalkis Yoyev. This is in Shailos HaTshuvos Chalkis Yoyev, Madura Tinyana, Simen Aleph. So it's the last paragraph of the Simen. Clear is an interesting Shaila, and really it's a fundamental Shaila to the entire sugi that we're learning. And that is, anytime something has to be said B'Loshon HaKodesh, does it have to be said Dafka in the Loshon that it's written in the Torah? What if I say it B'Loshon HaKodesh, but I make up my own words? So it's going to be B'Loshon HaKodesh, but it's not going to be in the same exact language that it's written in the Torah. Now, when we went through all the Lashon HaKodesh raid bites, we spoke out then, where does Ivrit fall into the equation? And is that Lashon HaKodesh, or is that not Lashon HaKodesh? I think that was Lashon HaKodesh part 3. This is not the same Shaila. It's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan. But that already Ivrit is a sugya b'fnayatzmoy, k'mavur. Here we're discussing regular Lashon HaKodesh. I said it 100% in the Lashon of Tanakh. The question, however, is, I just made up my own words. Would it be good or would it not be good? That's the Shaila. So, Zok, the Chalkis Yoyev, that I think it could be its Talui in the different drushes in the Gemara. So again, he just throws it out there as a Shaila, and he says, L'matzasi gilui l'din zeh. He says, I'm no Makar. But one thing he says very gishmak is that we have a machloikis regarding the parish of Chalitza. A machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What's the Makar? The Chalitza has to be B'Loshon HaKodesh. According to the Chachamim, it's learned out from Gzeir Shav. It says, V'Ansa V'Amra, and it says, V'Anu Alevim V'Amru, just like there was B'Loshon HaKodesh. So to hear it has to be B'Loshon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda said it's learned out from the word Kacha. So he said, Yesh Loimar, Itchapen Afkimina La'Locha. That if you hold that Loshon HaKodesh doesn't have to be dafka the way it's written, as long as you get Lashon HaKodesh, it's good. Then L'chayr Chalitza could be B'Lashon HaKodesh, make up your own words, it's going to be okay. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's learned that from the word Kacha, Kacha doesn't just mean Lashon HaKodesh, Kacha means Azov is the state. And just like it says it in this Nusach, it has to be in this Nusach. If it's just a limud that it has to be B'Loshon HaKodesh, so it says the Chalkis Yoyev, I'm open to entertaining a tzad that could be, it doesn't have to be dafk in the Nusach HaTorah. But he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't even think it would be a Shailo. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Makar is Kach, and if the Makar is Kach, it would zicha have to be the way it is. So again, he says, L'matzasi gilu l'din zeh, obis ein zach zok de vesach yeh, that could be this Shailo. If you're willing to take the tzad, that Loshon HaKodesh just means you have to get the language right, could be that would be an afkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Very, very nice Shaila and a nice afkamina. The Divrei Pi Chacham Chen.